InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Right now, the defendant is being charged with two counts, 924C, using a firearm during a crime of violence, and a second crime under 111, which is assault on a federal officer using a dangerous weapon. Now, as you all know, there was an individual, a uniformed Secret Service officer, who was shot, and fortunately, he is doing all right and he will be fine. But it is clear, based upon what we know so far, that this individual was intent on doing as much harm and as much damage as he could. And thankfully, because of the checkpoint right outside the ballroom, where thousands of people were situated to hear the President of the United States, because that checkpoint worked, there was no one who was injured, and it was clear where this defendant was going.
So Cole Thomas Allen reportedly sent 10 minutes before the manifesto to his brother. His brother called the police. But the government's so discredited at every level, most people do not believe it. And I've got a lot of questions, though it didn't really look staged to me. People are saying that he got through security. No, he bum-rushed the security. That was too light, as I've been pointing out. So the whole thing is very, very bizarre. And I'm going to spend a lot of time on this in the second hour today with Viva Fry. And a little bit of a prelude here in the first hour, but I need to get into all the other news because it's big and it's important. You've got the Lone Star tick spreading all over the country that they admit now has this weaponized Lyme disease that they declassified that CIA created. That's the CIA declassified that about a month ago. We already knew decades ago and told you that. And they've added to it a beef allergy, another red meat allergy, so that if you get bitten by the tick, you become deathly ill or even die if you ever eat beef again. And then we have the WEF and UN 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, saying we're going to add this to ticks, and that way nobody can eat beef. So you'll have to eat the synthetic beef. I mean, that's just one of the big stacks. The rest of the story we're going to get to, it's all out in the open. But don't worry, Big Pharma's coming out with vaccines for it now, of course. The problem they released. Then we have finally people waking up. When this passed in 2021, in the Biden administration, passed Congress bipartisanly, to have all new cars have AI cameras in them that listen to you, record everything. If you're, quote, tired, it turns the car off or takes control, self-driving, parks it. All the new cars are self-driving. They just haven't told you. You know, it has, like, this accident defense systems, but doesn't matter. Chevy, Ford, Audi, Toyota. And by the way, it's all over the world. It's a global government system. I'm an expert on this. I've talked about it for decades. Fancy cars for 15 years have already had this stuff in them. Now it's in all the cars. They say it's law. This year, it has to be in all new cars, but it's already in all of them. And there should be a whole new business of disabling the software, disabling the cameras, the rest of it, but it is an electronic straitjacket. And they're calling it a kill switch. So people don't seem to care they're being watched and listened to, but they're like, wait a minute. If I've had two beers, it smells it. Oh, it's got sensors and scans my face. Or if it says I'm tired, I can't drive, I have this AI nanny. People don't like the fact that they can't drive. What about when there's new lockdowns? They're already talking about only letting you drive certain days for carbon lockdowns. This is the social credit score. Everybody wants robots and AI to run their lives. Well, out of the gates, it's the nanny state. And then they're already saying, oh, AI is better drivers than humans. So sorry, higher insurance if you want to drive yourself. And then soon they just phase out humans operating at all. So we got the rest of the story on that. And so much more today. Share the live feeds from Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, The Alex Jones Show. You're the Paul Revere. Share those live feeds now. Huge broadcast.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plan. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
This information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff, get out there and win, and they don't care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games. Especially the playoffs, and they're just, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it. And we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like holding Hotez. And Hotez, when he's on TV, like, he'll be 11 new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we went and started the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen. Right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Friday night's gala, National Correspondents event in D.C. really tells you where this country, where the people of the world really are. Because I went back and tracked the post on X and Facebook and others. The majority of people before the building was fully even evacuated said this is staged. And I think overall we've been lied to so much that that's healthy. And I'm not fighting with people that think it was staged. I studied it, got up early in the morning Saturday at like 2:30 for hours and hours and hours before I came to the conclusion that before there was a manifesto we knew about, before his family said, yeah, he was talking about this. His brother called the police before any of that. Looking at the police, looking at the videos, it just looked like lax security to me. And he never even got in the ballroom. And so there are people that want to kill Trump. And so I just don't go with what's popular. I go with what I think is right. And I said they've staged so much stuff, maybe it is staged. And we'll look at that in the second hour with Viva Fry. And I have a lot of exhibits here. And a lot of people I really, really, really respect, who I know we're dead on every other issue, are saying that they believe it's staged. They said they think it's staged. Larry Johnson, highly decorated, long CIA career, been on the show before. Basically, I'll say what I'm talking about on the air, and I'll see a clip of him that was basically at the same time, and we're just saying the exact same stuff. And because we're not checking notes together or something, we just know what we're talking about. And he thinks it was staged. But what does staged mean? Staged that they stood down, staged they knew he was coming. Does that mean Trump knew? See, and I saw a bunch of comments yesterday, my well-known talk show host, saying, look how pathetic Alex Jones is. Trump has thrown him under the bus, demonized him, said terrible things about him, and then Jones is defending Trump. It's not defending Trump if this looks, in first approximation, like it really happened. And then I just report that. It has nothing to do with whether Trump likes me or not. I don't look at issues off of what I want to think. Could care less Trump's attack me. I've gotten so much heat supporting that guy because he was overall doing good. But I am not in some cult of personality thing. That's why I'm not into galas, why I don't go to these things. I've been invited to countless things like this, Mar-a-Lago, the White House, you name it. I don't go. Because quite frankly, it's just not my cup of tea, folks. I'd rather be sitting down on a back porch looking at the moonrise and in front of a fire with friends and family. Or I'd like to, you know, go into a little honky-tonk and hear some good country music live and drink a cold beer with my lady. That's the kind of stuff I like. Or be down in the Caribbean on a jet ski. My taste is more like the Red Rocker there with Van Halen. That's what I like to do. So, I'll be getting to this in the second hour in great detail, but I've got to hit the really important stuff that's here. And I've got two huge gigantor stories that aren't just incredibly important to our future, our health, our very lives, but also how it's finally getting big attention just shows how beautiful the awakening is. And there's going to be some blowback from the Great Awakening, where people that aren't quite fully informed and don't have any depth of political, geopolitical, cultural, industrial, military understanding still know they're being lied to, but as they grasp and try to figure things out, it's going to be a little bit messy, and we can't get too mad at those people, those of us that have been studying this for decade after decade after decade. But people on the street, all over the corporate news, independent news, everywhere are talking about how the CIA at Plum Island created weaponized syphilis, tick-borne, known as Lyme's. That was known decades ago. It's now been fully declassified a month ago. Deer swam from Plum Island, they said, by accident, that had the ticks and put it on the mainland decades ago. No. They're spreading these things. They're releasing these things. There's even Bill Gates projects studying them and releasing them in the wild, just like he does the mosquitoes. We have it all here, okay? You want the full spectrum analysis, because most people just cover a piece of it, and that's bad enough. Big Pharma coming out with, Lone Star tick vaccines that have all these horrible side effects. But people are now dying who've been bit by the tick when they eat beef. And then we have the UN, the WF, and others in documents and reports going back 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. And I've got the video clips and the reports on TV going, well, we can just give a tick now this particular pathogen through the Lone Star tick, and then we will give you a violent meat allergy so you can't eat beef. It's really bad with beef, but it's other red meats. But that's the main red meat people eat. Lamb, you name it. I mean, you're talking, and I know so many people that particularly work in ranching in Wisconsin, Texas, you name it, Tennessee, personally, who got bit by the Lone Star tick and now can't eat beef. I mean, this is sick. I'm telling you, in my hierarchy of stuff, for fleshly pleasures, a perfectly cooked steak is right up there with the best piece of ass you can get. I'm sorry to be graphic. I mean, that's like taking away women. I mean, this is just absolutely... these people are the most evil scum you can imagine. The Bible in Genesis talks about cows like 50 times. And how cows are the best and how wonderful they are. And how God, you gave them the grass to have the cows, and the cows a gift to us. And, you know, the Indian Hindus worship the things. I mean, you just give them grass, and you get milk, and you get cheese, and you get butter, and you get beef. I mean, it's just the Native Americans with the bison, it's just a wild cow. Well, how did we take out the Native Americans, the Plains Indians? Well, we took out their meat supply. So I am uber sick of these people. But now they've done it. They've launched it. So I'm going to get to that. People are really awake to this. I mean, I covered it at the time, decades before they put it in. I covered it in 2021 when they passed it. And listeners will even call in and say, come on, Alex. It doesn't watch you with cameras. It doesn't listen to you. And it doesn't kill your car. And not let it start if you're, quote, tired or been drinking. That's the damn law. But now it's everywhere. Over the weekend, I'd see an article with 20 million reads and a video with 18 million views and just 15 million, 5 million, 7 million, 4 million, 3 million, just top trending and just everyone freaking out. Yeah, you need to be freaking out. So it's very satisfying, because that's the bigger part of the story is, folks, this crap is in your appliances. They got microphones in your cable boxes. They got them in your refrigerators. They got them in smart toilets. They're in everything. I was the first ever report in 1996 that Scientific Atlantic cable boxes had a hidden microphone in them, long before they started saying, oh, that's for voice activate. And then the Alexa 15 years ago, listening to you in live time, how do you think you go, hey, Alexa? Or, hey, Siri. I got mine turned off. But it's not really turned off. And with this, you can't turn it off. It's wired right into the transmission. That's going to be a big business, having that crap removed. We need this repealed. But it's the same law in Australia, same law in the EU, same law in the UK. It's going in everywhere. Now, if you've got a nicer car in the last 15 years, you already got it. But all new cars, which, by the way, passes on a couple thousand dollars per purchase... All new cars starting now have it. It's the law. Hey, Trump, get Congress to repeal that. So just, I mean, again, that is massive. And then I've got other just huge stuff. And then right before I went live, I saw a live feed with the press secretary again saying, we've won the war. The war is over. That's 30 times they've done that with the Iran thing that I know of. I mean, people go, well, just be pro-Trump. Well, just go along with total horse crap? No, I will not do it. So, we got a big broadcast lined up for you today. But I'm very torn on this because you got a bunch of police and Secret Service standing around because everybody was already in the gala. And a guy runs past him. There should have been checkpoints in front of that. He gets a shot off, shoots a Secret Service agent. First he said body armor, stop it now. It slowed it down when the buckshot went through the telephone but embedded in his thigh. And you have Democrats all celebrating it and others mad that, you know, that they didn't kill Trump. You got Obama saying, oh, we don't know the political motivation of this guy even though he has a manifesto. But because I've now learned even more than we've said on air, I'll stop there, but that all seven that have been at the trial, Tyler Robinson's family, the parents, the grandparents, all of them say he's innocent. This is all made up. We think he's mind controlled. Only believe 2% of what you hear, but they're scared. And they just say none of what you're hearing is true. So I don't know if this manifesto came from this guy. I mean, at this point, could be staged. But, I mean, what does that mean? How was it staged? What was the plan? To make Trump look like a victim? You know, why did Trump just keep sitting there and they grab J.D. Vance and drag him off and then Trump just sits there And Trump does look anticipatory right before it happens when the magician's trying to show him the card and do all that. And he's like, I don't know anymore. I just don't know. I just know this. I am not going to come on air because it's popular and just say something is staged before I know it. Okay? Once evidence came out that pointed Charlie Kirk's murder at Israel, we don't have total proof yet. They're the prime suspect. All the other stuff they're up to, there is a cover-up. Cashtel's covering up foreign involvement. That's confirmed. I'm like, okay. Just don't expect me day one with no evidence to say that. Though that's really a issue here because Israel is so villainous now who's running it. That's just a fact. Literally running our foreign policy and killing journalists over there all the time, including American journalists in Lebanon and places, that Israel's going for broke, and you can expect anything out of them. And I had some callers going, good, I hope Israel collapses. You know, how dare you say you don't want to destroy Israel? Hey, there's a lot of people over there in diverse ideas, and a lot of Muslims and Christians and Jews and people that don't support all this. Netanyahu is in control. He is a bad guy. But I don't, at an intellectual, spiritual level, want to destroy Israel. Don't hate Israel. Nations go through these times of being having good leadership, bad leadership. Definitely got bad leadership now. Plus, I can also Machiavelli look at it and know they have thousands of nuclear weapons delivery systems and the Samson option, just like we do. People go, how dare they have a Samson option? We have it too. It's called MAD, means assured destruction. That if you anybody hits us, we hit you. But they're not going anywhere without taking us all with them. So just the Muslims need to stop saying destroy Israel. Israel needs to stop trying to have a greater Israel and drag us into it. It's I'm not trying to be stereotypical about the Middle Eastern cultures in general, but man, they are nuts and unstable. And the crazy Zionists can keep their craziness over there, and so can the crazy Muslims, and just leave me alone. You know, they say worse than hate is indifference. I'm not indifferent of the Muslims and the Jews. I wish them well. But it's more like being nauseous, just sick of it. We've got so much more to be doing here, like the globalist mad scientists on the top that have released ticks with weaponized syphilis that makes you, where you can't eat beef, makes you super sick and can kill you. I mean, again, above all this is the mad scientist and the tracking in all our cars and kill switches and, you know, tens of millions dead from the poison shots and Congress confirming they knew and the CDC did it on purpose. I mean, we should be getting to that. But we have to cover Iran because they could go to nuclear war and it's killing the economy. They were going to lower interest rates today. Another quarter point was scheduled. They didn't. Next, rate hikes are coming. You're like, oh, you care about money. No. We're on the verge of bankruptcy. We needed this recovery to work, to not be bankrupt under the globalists. So you better damn believe I don't sell out for money. I don't worship money. But when they want to take all the money the general public has and get rid of the middle class, it's almost gone, 70% smaller than it was in 1950. They want that for control. And you better believe I want to be self-sufficient. You better believe I want enough resources to be able to take care of myself and my family. So damn right it's all about money. Everybody tells you, oh, I don't care about money until they don't have money for food. You want to be in that position of the Great Reset? No, you don't. This is a big deal. Feudalism is about keeping the general public so poor they can never rebel. That's what globalism is neo-feudalistic slavery. So let me just finish up briefly with a prelude on Kirk, then I'm going to hit this other news, and then we'll get back into it. And I say Kirk because it all ties into him being killed, and that's when Trump starts going totally sideways 8 months ago, and then that ties into Israel, and that ties into the gala. And that ties into my whole breakdown on the cover-up of Kirk's assassination. That wasn't a Freudian slip. That's where I was going. Then I realized once I said it, people go, what, Kirk? You're talking about the banquet. It's all tied together. I'll go there. But here is a guy I really respect, former CIA officer Larry Johnson. Got a longer interview he did, we'll be playing. Confirms the Trump hotel shooting was completely staged. Well, what he actually says is, I think it was. So, again, people running these headlines. See, he's not saying conclusively. And I don't have a dog in the fight. To me, they found the cops sleeping in their cars outside. They're all standing around. They pull their guns quick once he runs by. And it turns out Susie Wiles is in deep trouble for not doing higher security. But that was Trump at the end of the day that just said, habit of this facility where it's not designed to have that security. I'm not defending Susie Wiles. This is Trump, folks. And you see, he's like, about to die. This is a dangerous, profession. Race car drivers, 0.1% die. 8% of presidents get shot at, 4%, it's higher than that, actually. You got his statistics. I think it's 1/8 the presidents get killed. But I saw that clip this morning. I think I sent it to you, but I didn't see it on the list. It's a new clip. It's like Trump talks about the statistics of presidents being killed. And he's like, so if I got to get killed to do this, so what? I mean, I told you behind the scenes like 5 years ago that Roger Stone told me, he said, Trump, you should not give a damn. He really doesn't care now. He doesn't care about his life. He's not worried about dying. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. But the problem is, he said, Trump used to listen to ideas most of the time. If he disagrees with me now, he just says, shut up. So that's where we are. Go ahead and go to Larry Johnson. Here it is.
Thank you for the chance to chat. The story stinks to high heaven. Let me explain some of the issues. And let me emphasize, this is not just my opinion. I've got a buddy who ran Reagan's security detail after Reagan was shot. Experienced Secret Service officer. He actually set up the training protocols that Secret Service is supposed to adhere to, which they are no longer following. Now, let me emphasize that. So the first thing that caught my eye, the first person that's taken off the stage, so you got gunfire outside of the ballroom, it's not inside the ballroom, the first person to be taken off stage was J.D. Vance. And I look at it and go, what in God's name is going on? The protocol, the standard, the requirement is the president. Get the president. Everybody else can die. The president, that's who you save. That's what Secret Service is supposed to be trained to do. They didn't do that. They take off J.D. Vance. So you're going, okay, what's going on? Trump initially, everybody else is ducking behind tables. He's sitting there calmly looking around like, did he know this was going to happen? Was this staged? Mm. I believe it was staged. And we'll get into that. The second thing is the failure of the security perimeter, that it was not properly set up. So the way this should be done is you have a perimeter outside the hotel, okay? So you set the first layer, that nobody gets past that first layer unless they have a right to be in that hotel. They can show that they're a guest or that they got an invitation. Otherwise, nobody gets...
Well, he'd been in the hotel for 2 days, and he had that. So they did have kind of an outer check people randomly deal. But still, it wasn't enough, and I've got all the official reports on that and actual policy papers they release. I don't just believe official reports. But yeah, security was cut down to way below a high security event. So think what you want about it. That's where we are. And I do have Trump with all the fatalistic statements, but we're not going to hit that now. We'll hit that later. I'm going to come back with the surveillance grid, the kill switches, the AI washing you in your car and everywhere else, where it's going, and then I'll tie it to the Lone Star tick spreading everywhere, being released by the globalists.
The bad guys all over the world, the EU, NATO, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Democrat Party, they all recognize InfoWars and its history since 1997 when I started the website and started using that name as being probably the most devastating weapon of truth against them. And that's why they've tirelessly attacked us, censored us, and tried to shut us down. But because you stood with us as modern Paul Revere's, as true InfoWarriors, we've not only stayed on air, but we've become more effective and reached even more people, not just here, but around the world. This is 1776 Worldwide. Now, coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself is InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. We also have a new line promoting the 250th anniversary of the American Republic, about to show you in a moment. But these are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. So take action now at thealexjonesstore.com and look at these two new amazing lines. Again, we the people, that means you and I, literally are the InfoWars. We are the eyes and ears on the ground. We are the people engaged in the fight to awaken humanity and seeing giant successes. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Dozens of new limited edition shirts of the 1776 line and hats. I love this one. InfoWars. All gut, no quit. Remember all the times the last few years where they had the fake auctions and raided us and turned the electricity off and got overturned in court? Oh, we're still battling. We wouldn't still be here if it wasn't for your fight. I'm the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And that's who we are. So if you want to get this camo classic InfoWars shirt right now at thealexjonesstore.com. A lot of these new shirts and hats are totally new designs, but a lot of them are classics, but limited edition with 1776 on the shoulder. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Now the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. And there's not just the new InfoWars 1776 line of hats. There's things like this bad boy, just real clean, classic Americana USA. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And this is just a small sampling of the designs at thealexjonesstore.com. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Again, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for your past support. And just let you know, it's up to you whether this continues on. The InfoWar lives on through you. I suggest you get some of these classic designs while you still can, because in the future, if they shut this down, we're going to have big problems selling InfoWars named apparel. Could be your last chance to get it. Thanks for your support. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being part of the true heart of America and the resistance against the globalists. God bless you all.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Well, way out west, southwest, down in Texas, there's this fella I want to tell you about. Fella by the name of Alex Jones. At least that was the handle his freedom-loving parents gave him. And he made pretty good use of it himself. This Alex Jones, well, he's a straight shooter. He calls himself an info warrior, a globalist killer, even a goblin slayer. He's a truth bomber, dropping nukes of knowledge across radio waves, television sets, and all over the World Wide Web. Many have tried to stop him, shut him up, or silence him, but it never quite worked out. Not for a man like him.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
He's a real Paul Revere of the 21st century. A truth teller. Hell, even more honest than old honest Abe Lincoln. That's Alex Jones.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
There's a lot about the man that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Not until I tuned into InfoWars, that is. Then things started to become clear.
Are you going to find these guys? Or, you have any promising, leads?
Leads? Yeah, sure. I'll just check with the boys down at the crime lab. They got four more detectives working on the case. They got us working in shifts! Leads.
Now, this story that's about to unfold, well, it started back just about the time the Twin Towers in Building 7 collapsed.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
I only mention it because, well, sometimes there's a man, I won't say hero, because what's a hero? But sometimes there's a man, and I'm talking about Alex Jones here. Sometimes there's a man. Well, he's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's, ah, hell, I've done introduced him enough.
So everybody knows that they've been trying to shut us down for a few years. Got caught doing literally illegal stuff. It got overturned over and over again by court. We're hitting them hard in a Thursday court hearing, but it's a controlled judge that ran the fake show trials. And they believe they're sending in the Bloomberg-backed onion at midnight. They've told our private security they're coming here with their own PIs and own private security and locking it up at midnight Thursday. So we're going to go live up until midnight. Then we're going to go over the Alex Jones network that I don't own, so they can't come say that's an asset and shut it down. It's owned by Bigley. And you'll find that all on Twitter and Rumble and all the rest of it and the new news site and all the things that are there. But that's, of course, AlexJonesLive.com. But it's so insane what they've done and how the CIA and DOJ is on record funding and running all of this. And over the next few days on X and Rumble, we're going to repost, going back several years up until just the last month and the last week, dozens of reports updating you on what they did, how they did it, how they had judges that were secretly under investigation told, you know, send in, shut down Jones, and we'll drop stuff on you. I mean, it just each one of these is smoking gun insane. And Ed Martin was investigating it with his government weaponization task force, weaponization against the American people task force, and it was the new AG, it was deputy AG, killed it. And when that happened 6 months ago, I didn't blame Trump. I said, man, I'm really worried about Todd Blanche. That's not why I turned against Trump. It was the total war garbage. And we're not worried about the economy anymore. We're a war economy now. And I said, I got to come after Trump to get him back on the straight and narrow. And he backed off quite a bit when he heard his constituents, not just me, get upset. Are they blackmailing Trump? Is he compromised? What is going on? And he got asked, you know, about the whole Epstein thing by a CBS reporter and tore her a new one. That clip is coming up. And when he says it's the Democrats involved with Epstein raping all the kids, not me, why don't you talk to them? Which is true. So then why'd you have the FBI cover it up, bro? And have Cash Patel and Dan Bongino do 180s and destroy their credibility for you. We know you ordered that. I first reported that 10 months ago. People got mad at me. It turned out it was Trump. It's Trump. So it's a real mystery why he's doing this, but it's bad. And I'm sad. Because we need him to succeed. And this SPLC indictment and things like that, that's starting to move the needle back in the other direction. And I'm just hoping to salvage something here. Now, let's talk about something that's bipartisan. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, whatever you are, this is a global system through the UN, an AI social credit score control grid. And the same regulations, the same laws, almost identical, are in Australia, New Zealand, Western Europe, the UK, Canada, and the US. I mean, the same years, 2021, 2022, this was passed into law all over the industrial world, where all new cars, and again, going back about 15 years, most new cars and all fancy cars had this in them as a attribute or as something good. And it'd be, oh, driver assist, safety system. So you kind of go over the lane and the truck pushes you back over. Or somebody slams their brakes on before you can even slam your brake on when this stuff's activated. The robot does it. So there's cameras and microphones on the outside and the inside of all these cars. And there's hidden ones as well. And that's in the law. So the law standardizes it, makes it extremely robust, and this is the year that it goes into law. And then by law, all new cars have to have it by next year, but I can tell you they already all have it. So you can't go buy a plain Jane Jeep like you could even 10 years ago with no air conditioning, no nothing. You can even get them without an AM, FM radio. Nope, sorry, it's got all this in it. I rented a fancy Jeep on vacation when I was in Miami. That was the one they had, so I rented it. And the whole thing was AI, and it was telling me where the police were, and I couldn't turn it off, and it was just super annoying. And there was a camera looking at me inside the car, and I mean, I knew what it was because I know the law. And I was on the air 30 years ago warning you about this because all these engineers at a popular show were bringing me information and telling me all about it. 30 years ago, they had hidden microphones in your cable boxes, everything. And people really thought I was a space alien back then talking about it. So I'd break them open on TV, show people. Boy, then the government really came after me. Because back then, people were like, there's no way, that's 1984, that's Orwellian. And even when they passed this law 5 years ago, and I was covering it, even listeners were like, come on, it's not that bad. But people didn't get mad about the surveillance like they did about the kill switch. And now the news is showing you, oh yeah, if you've had any alcohol, it can scan your face and tell, and it has sensors, and the car won't start. Oh, and if you're tired, it won't start. And if you're driving and it thinks you're tired, it will tell you, I'm pulling the car over and parking it. And it will take control and drive you to the latest, closest rest stop. So here's a newsflash. All new cars have self-driving technology in them under the name of safety features. All of them. And they're watching you and they were listening, and the AI is super advanced and is watching and listening and sends it back to humans in Kenya and in Romania and in India and in Saudi Arabia. It's come out in the news the last month. In fact, just type it in. Where AI technicians are shocked by what they're seeing on your cameras at home. It was all the headlines where people are wearing the Meta glasses and they're wearing others. In fact, that was the headline about Meta glasses. And everything being flagged by the AI is then being given to review to hundreds of thousands total of all these companies, humans that are sitting there in third world countries at data centers and going and reviewing what they're seeing. And when you're wearing Google goggles or Meta glasses or anything, everything you're doing is being streamed back by AI. Everything you're doing is then being flagged and watched by humans. And so it's not just, oh, is there going to be a glitch with AI? Could it go wrong? No, it's a predatory globalist system. You have private companies hooked into the NSA all over the Western world putting up millions of little cameras everywhere that are solar powered, that are reading your license plate everywhere you go, selling the data to everybody, and then governments dialing into it as well, and so are criminals. So I'm going to get to all of this right now, but this is a nightmare scenario. Now, I remember when Alexa came out 15 years ago, and I read you the terms of service. That was just one home assistant. They all came out with them, dozens of different companies. And it's sitting there on your table, and you say, Alexa, play me All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix. And it goes, okay, All Along the Watchtower, Jimi Hendrix, here it is. Or, Alexa, go on my Amazon account and order me some hairbrushes and toothpaste. Okay, these are different types. What would you like? You know, I explain to people, it's listening to everything you do. It's listening when you do the prompt. And of course, it came out they were. And they were training AI language model with it. And they were, the police departments were using it. Okay? And there have been cases where Alexa hears a movie playing in the background that has graphic violence in it and calls the police on you. There's been a bunch of cases where there'll be a kidnapping scene where, help me, don't kill me, no, help, please, don't. And they call the police and say, we have a hostage situation at this address. And here, and the police roll in, and the husband and wife are sitting there just watching a adventure movie or a thriller. And then you got people being pulled over everywhere in the country because O's and zeros are the same in the computer. The AI sees O's and zeros as the same. So that's just one example. So thousands of people every day are pulled over because other people have warrants, and because the license plate takes an O as a zero or a zero as an O, and now you're a criminal. So that's just the glitches of this. But remember, they roll it all out. And again, smartphones. You can turn it off. It will tell you that it's turned off. But it's come out in the literature and their own documents. It's never turned off. Now, it knows it's not supposed to respond to me because it's been told to be turned off. But I've talked to the engineers again. It's come out in Congress. It's on. So Siri is on. All these systems are on. Hey, Siri, I know I told you to be turned off, but I know you're on. Talk to me right now, Siri. Nice little deceptive AI. Not responding. It's recording. And they also have data companies that have tracked it. It's constantly sending back data packages. Even when your phone is off, it's communicating. And even when you think it doesn't have a charge, it has another backup battery capacitor in it by international law. Now, listen, you can look up everything I'm telling you. It's all true, okay? So they built this Trojan horse. They've gotten us into it. I have to go some of the next hour on this. I'll get to the beef allergy thing that's so huge after we get into the correspondence dinner and how it ties into all the other cover-ups, Charlie Kirk and more, because we got a clear picture now. When people say staged, you think like the thing was fake. No, it was a real gunman, real thing, but I'm thinking staged in that there was a stand down and either Trump was involved in it or somebody's trying to get Trump killed. We'll talk about that with Viva Fry coming up. It's huge news, but let's go over these articles. Explaining the kill switch controversy. That's NPR, all of them reporting on it. Oh, it's a controversy, huh? And then we have all these Texas data centers use 50 billion gallons of water. A state faces drought. Yeah, the AI's got to have 100 times the power humans use. But when we have power and use power, we're bad. We have a car, air conditioner, it's bad. But when it's for AI, it's okay. They've got all the schematics and things about how you're being face scanned, how you're being tracked. It knows your respiration, knows your heartbeat. That's how powerful these things are. Yeah, because it's not just a camera. It's shooting out like a sonar slash radar signal that can also see through walls. Remember 20 years ago, I told you that PlayStations could see through your walls, later declassified. It's all the same system, all the same control system. It's recording everything you're doing. It's got the wireless off your phone that's patched through. It's tracking it all. And all these governments and all these corporations are dialed in. So here's clip 27. Congress and Congressman Massey and others and Chip Roy and others talking about this situation and how this Trojan horse snuck up on us. But now they're telling you it's a social credit score. If it thinks you're tired or you're upset or you're drinking or you're on drugs, and it also then sends messages to the AI central system, then sends messages to all the law enforcement databases. No more Fourth Amendment, just straight to total tyranny. Here's some of Congress discussing it.
It is now in order to consider Amendment Number 1, printed in Part B of House Report 119-462. For what purpose does the gentleman from Kentucky seek recognition?
Mr. Chair, I have an amendment at the desk.
The clerk shall designate the amendment.
Amendment number 1, printed in Part B of House Report number 119-462, offered by Mr. Massey of Kentucky.
Pursuant to House Resolution 1014, the gentleman from Kentucky, Mr. Massey, and a member opposed, each will control 5 minutes. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Kentucky.
Mr. Chair, I rise in support of our amendment. This is co-sponsored by Mr. Perry from Pennsylvania and Mr. Roy from Texas. And I regret that we have to offer this amendment. What I'm going to describe will probably sound like a bad science fiction movie, but that's what's written into law. Right now in law, that's going to be implemented for the, it says for 2026 and beyond. Now, the reality is the technology doesn't exist, but that doesn't keep legislators from imagining things they would like to do.
Stop. Massey's smart, but he's a farmer. He's not that smart. All of this is already in all the new cars. All of it's already there. Your Alexa, your Google Assist, your phone, it's all tracking you. It knows your heartbeat. It knows everything. License plate readers everywhere. What do you mean it doesn't exist? The AI's got speakers. It's already ready to talk to you. A lot of the cars already do it. It starts telling you what to do. I just even our supposed best don't know anything. Go back to him.
On civil liberties. But there is a law that states that every vehicle manufactured is going to have a kill switch in it. The car itself will monitor your driving. And if the car thinks that you're not doing a good job driving, it will disable itself.
So now, the car dashboard becomes... About a year ago, I got rid of my six-year-old Tahoe and got a new one. And I knew it had all this crap in there, and I tried to go have it all turned off. And there's and you, people say, oh, this means it's good. See, it's good. One time driving back on a long road trip during the day, I started getting a little sleepy and was kind of, I had to pull over and get coffee, was kind of barely weaving around. It starts saying, sensing tired driving. And these buzzers in the seat starts going, bzz, 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 bzz. Not because I was going over the line. It saw that. The damn thing's a freaking high-tech robot watching me. Don't tell me, Massey, it isn't already in there. It's already in there. Ugh. 15 years ago, Alexa was listening to every damn thing you do and scanning every electronic system. It's a smart meter. Back to him.
Judge, your jury, and your executioner. Imagine this. We got a snowstorm
coming. Yeah, back it up 10 seconds. That's key. Yeah, your car is now your judge, jury, executioner. No, you mean the big tech globalist companies that you're literally sitting in a nest of their sensors, including sonar scanners that see through walls. It's the same stuff they got at the airport that scans your body for weapons. Yeah, all those video games where you get up and you dance in front of them, and you know you can. It's fun. You can do disco. You can play guitar. All that. That's sonar technology blasting you, and it sees right through up to. Some of them like can see that across the street through the house. They've shown it. The scans. Decades ago. So yeah, Massey, it's watching and listening, bro. Sorry, go back to it.
To infringe on civil liberties. But there is a law that states that every vehicle manufactured is going to have a kill switch in it. The car itself will monitor your driving. And if the car thinks that you're not doing a good job driving, it will disable itself. So the car dashboard becomes your judge, your jury, and your executioner. Imagine this. We've got a snowstorm coming. A mom takes her kids out. They're going to the grocery store. It's snowing. They're trying to get some groceries before the big storm hits. She swerves for a pothole. The neighbor's pet gets in the way, swerves for that. A first responder goes by. She pulls over. Her car says, you got one more swerve, and then we're going to ground you. There it is. The next thing she has to avoid, an icy patch in the road. The car has adjudicated her as unsuitable for driving. It disables the vehicle, and there she's stranded. My question is, how do you appeal your sentence once your car, the technology in your car, has judged you to be incapable of driving? Once it's disabled you and your children at the side of the road, how do you appeal that? Do you press a button on the dashboard? Do you start talking to an AI? What if it really was somebody who was drunk? Are you really going to send a police car after this? Disabled vehicle? Do we have the resources to do that? There's going to be so many false positives. The technology is unworkable. That's why the DOT is still in the rulemaking process, asking for feedback on how this thing could even exist. And it's just a bad idea, but it's in law, and so our amendment would defund that. And with that, I'd like to reserve the balance of my time.
The gentleman reserves. The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized.
Mr. Chairman, drunk driving is a serious problem, but 31 states already have the technology to keep drunk drivers off of the road with ignition interlock devices that they can mandate. And this technology that's in the law is not going to fix the drunk driving problem. With that, I'd like to yield 2 minutes to my friend from Pennsylvania, Mr. Perry.
The gentleman from Pennsylvania is yielded 2 minutes.
I thank the gentleman for Kentucky for his work on this, and of course, the chairman of the full committee for the hard work on appropriations. Look, none of us want to be on the road with drunk drivers, and of course, this was a solution intended to deal with them. And all of us want them to be dealt with, but I'm going to remind everybody, as my friend from Kentucky just said, there is already legislation in multiple states, dozens of states, that deal with drunk drivers through the ignition interlock system. Probably in your family somewhere, someone you know, you've dealt with this. I know in my family and the people I know, I've dealt with it. But here's what I don't want to see in America. Everybody being punished for the people that drink and drive, including the ones that don't drink and drive. I happen not to drink, but I'm going to be forced to have this thing in my car, and I'm going to tell you what's next. After what Thomas said, after what Representative Massey said, the car is going to be the judge, jury, and sentencer for your crime in the car. The next thing is going to be, well, we need to hook this thing up to the government so we can dispatch the police. I'm just going to tell you what's going to happen next. They're going to be shutting your car off when they decide whatever they decide from wherever they decide it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about what you think about due process.
I'll stop here. I'm going to come back with more of this in the next hour. This is important, but let me give you the rest of the story. I've got this from people at the highest levels of big tech, okay? 6-7 years ago. It's already been in the cars, many of them for 15 years. It's training driverless cars. It's training AI. It's training it all to watch and control you. It's already in. It's already going on. Oh, the DOD doesn't know what's going on. It's unworkable. It all goes back to big tech. And they've got partnerships with it and the NSA. So, and then they're already saying, oh, driverless cars are 15 times, 20 times safer than humans. You're going to pay more insurance to drive yourself. And then pretty soon, oh, we've just decided no more humans can drive. We are being captured by this. It's a total takeover. That's the next level of this. I've got more I'm going to get to coming up on this. And then we'll shift gears into all the other big topics. But this is massive. The good news is the public gets it. Now, InfoWars is shutting down Thursday night, barring a miracle. The Alex Jones Network launches after that. You know all the coordinates and the facts there. But be sure and download the free app at alexjonesapp.com for Droid and for iPhone. If you haven't, it's free. You can find the show right there and all of it right there. And the feeds at Real Alex Jones on X, Rumble, same radio stations, satellites going out. They know they're flipping over at midnight Thursday. But I need your financial support. We have the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars, but I've been so busy I haven't gotten to it. We have the biggest sale ever at theallisonstore.com right now.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, TheAlexJonesStore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, this unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the info war today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.